I'm Pat Rivers. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. There's something rotten in the studios this morning, and it has a lot to do with McQuaid students. What are they getting themselves into now? Another fantastic play, that's what it is. This time the musical Something Rotten, a musical comedy with a book by John O'Farrell and Carrie Kirkpatrick, and music and lyrics by Carrie and Wayne Kirkpatrick, produced by McQuaid Jesuit, March 15th through the 18th. It begins this Wednesday. Here to tell us all about their latest theatrical production, Raymond Warth, who'll be playing the bard himself, right? William Shakespeare. Yep. Mm-hmm. And along with Ryan, it is Grace Reese as B.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
This is a pretty big production. This is a comedy, a musical, and all sorts of things. And is this your first foray into acting?
This is my first foray into acting, and I have to say it's lived up to how my friends hyped it up to be. It's a lot of fun. It's an absolute blast. I'm loving it.
I can imagine. Now, what grade level are you guys at?
We're both seniors.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, seniors. Now, is the theatrical program at McQuaid just for seniors, or is it open to everyone?
It's open to everyone.
Open to everyone, and everyone is welcome to come and make it a great show.
Yeah.
Now, McQuaid, of course, is an all-male school, all-boys school. Mm-hmm. Now, Grace, how are you able to do this?
I actually go to Our Lady of Mercy High School. Thankfully, McQuaid makes it open to any student, female students, because Lord knows they need them over there. So.
Absolutely.
Well, yes, exactly. Especially for roles like this, for big productions like this.
Of course.
You know, it's amazing the productions that McQuaid has been producing. You just had Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, too. These are not your average run-of-the-mill production. These are big shows that require a lot of effort and a lot of money. A lot of high schools don't have the program that you have at mm-hmm. McQuaid, so you guys are pretty lucky.
Absolutely. We got a great team. We're really blessed to be able to do things like this, and we have wonderful people helping us out and guiding us, and directors putting in a lot of time and making it a great show for us, and we're incredibly thankful for that.
So we are.
And I do need to mention Patrick DePippo is here. Pat comes in every time there's a show. Pat, you're an English teacher by day and producer by night, I'm assuming.
Yeah, mainly producer kind of off the books. I do a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. So.
Okay, who's directing this fantastic show?
Pamela Stoffel. She's our incredible director. And I think we can say mm-hmm.
okay. She's a former teacher, another English teacher as well. And she does a great job, and she has a lot of experience in the theater, so she offers her wisdom, and it's really helpful to have someone that knows so much about it to be guiding us.
That's awesome. You guys are going to give Jiva, RBTL, Blackfriars a run for their money.
We are.
That's the plan.
With all of your shows. I mean, you guys offer up some great shows. It's affordable entertainment.
Yeah.
So what is your inspiration to do something like this?
Well, like I said, this is my first production, and I was really encouraged by my friends in chorus class, really, that they were saying, you know, Ray, you got a great voice. We really think you'd be a great fit for the musical. And I was like, I missed a couple because of COVID. And so I was like, this is my senior year. What the heck? I'm going to go for it.
And
I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did.
Okay, great. And Grace, how about you?
For me, I've kind of been performing my whole life. I was a dancer before I was a singer, and I also did some sports, but I've always kind of been surrounded by music my whole life. And I started theater when I was in sixth grade. I did some children's shows like Annie and one called Junie B. Jones, which was a big hit at my school. And then COVID put a big stop to some of the theater stuff, and so I kind of took a turn to be more athletic and do some more athletic stuff at my school. And then I realized that, you know, I really love performing, and I missed it when we weren't able to do that for those few years. And then I had some friends urge me to come to McQuaid Jesuit High School and try out for Little Shop of Horrors last year.
I remember that one.
And I loved it. And so here I am again.
And here you are.
Back at it again, yeah.
You know, not only does you mentioned athletics, not only does McQuaid have a great athletic program, you know, your theatrical program is second to none. Many mm-hmm. schools don't have this, as I mentioned. Do you find that students flow in and out of both, like you have athletes that are good actors and actors who are good athletes?
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of really good athletes. Raymond over here, our cross country and golf captain for McQuaid. And we have some like gymnasts and you know, a bunch of different bowlers and volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone. But
you name it. We got it.
So Ray, you're cross country, so you have that lung capacity to sing those long, hold those notes. I need to just run by what Something Rotten is, just in case our listeners have never heard of it. I heard of it. It had a great run on Broadway not that long ago. Features large song and dance numbers and a wacky cast of over-the-top characters, each given his or her own special moment in the show to shine. So everybody gets a moment, right?
Oh, yeah.
Throughout its Broadway run, the musical received a show-stopping standing ovation from audiences in the beginning of the first act. It has become clear that nothing is as amazing as a musical.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
So, Grace, tell us a little bit about the show. What is it about?
So, the show takes place in the Renaissance, Elizabethan era. It's about two brothers, Nick and Nigel Bottom. They are young playwrights, and they are competing with the rock star Renaissance writer William Shakespeare. And they're trying to, you know, make money and write plays, but they're being outshined by William Shakespeare. And so in order to provide for his family, Nick goes to a soothsayer to figure out what the next big thing in theater will be. And they come up with musicals. So it's totally, you know, out of left field kind of thing, but it's very exciting and causes some issues amongst different groups during that time, and you kind of see that throughout the show.
I see. That's the conflict.
Yes.
The conflict that the main character must overcome.
Yes, and also William Shakespeare trying to keep his spot in the sun.
my character, William Shakespeare, he loved the spotlight. He lives for the spotlight, and so any threat to it, he's going to do everything he can to prevent that from happening, and so it's a funny back and forth between Nick and Nigel, the main characters, and Shakespeare, and them going back and forth on trying to steal the spotlight from each other and be the man of the Renaissance. And
I can't wait to see what the outcome of the ending is like in this. I can only imagine.
Oh yes.
Now is this based on a true story? It seems like it might be.
I wish it was, but It kind of seems like it is, but it's not.
It's set back in the 1590s. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago.
Yes.
So maybe not. So who plays the character of the soothsayer?
That is our dear friend Cole Karninsky, and he plays Nostradamus.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
He's like the cousin of like the infamous Nostradamus.
Yes.
So there's some issues there, but he is very fun, very wild character, and it's very exciting.
I tell you what, you have to come and see Cole perform. He brings the character such life, and he does an awesome job providing the physical comedy with it, along with the musical performance, and he kills it in that role, and it's a fun role to watch.
So there's a lot of energy, a lot of passion in this, that pent-up demand from the pandemic.
Oh, yes.
See, you're the pandemic generation.
Yeah,
I hate to say
that. It's all built up, and now here it is.
But you were in school when all of this was happening, and you missed out. I'm going to say you did a little bit.
Yeah.
This is good. The energy is being channeled into proper ways here.
Exactly, yeah.
So there's a lot of man hours that go into a production of this size. How are you able to do this and your schoolwork and your athletics at the same time? To me, it just seems like overwhelming.
It can be at sometimes. It's definitely a juggling act. And I think that's something like, you know, that having role models in our life who have kind of helped us to learn how to juggle these things and also prioritizing. I think you have to prioritize your schoolwork and but also, you know, running lines whenever you can. And if it's something that you're really passionate about and you really care about, you'll make the time for it, you know. And I've had to give up, you know, playing sports for this season.
Okay.
So I'm not able to play basketball maybe like I wanted to, but I'm totally okay with that because I love being here and I love being part of such a wonderful production. And, you know, I have friends here too, so
it's
social as well. So
I think our teachers also do a good job of understanding that there's a lot of time that goes into it. And so working with the students on when, you know, work can get done and, you know, what's an appropriate amount of work to do. And so it would be great if you could just focus on one thing and then the other thing, but the fact that our teachers are willing to work with us and willing to, you know, talk with us and figure out what is the best way to move forward is really helpful. And again, we're really blessed to have those.
So what's the hardest part of learning your lines? Is there a lot of dialogue in this play?
There is. On top of musical numbers, there is also very, you know, there's some Shakespeare references. So I know Ray has had the struggle to be able to memorize Shakespeare and the language that he used. And that's a big part of like the comedic part of the show and some of the references that are made to actual Shakespeare stories. Mm-hmm. And so on that end, I think it's been tricky for us because it has to be very specific. And, you know, Shakespeare is one of the most famous writers ever.
Absolutely.
And so there's a lot of people who know and are very familiar with his works. And so if you mess up those lines, then it's going to be like, oh, well, you know. So I think it's been tricky. But I think the more you practice it, the more you do it, it just becomes like second nature.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. My guests this morning are McQuaid Jesuit students. Well, one is from McQuaid. The other is Mercy. What? Mm-hmm. Our Lady of Mercy. All right. Raymond Rath. Worth plays William Shakespeare. I'm having a tough time with names today. It's a good thing I'm not in this production. And Grace Reese, who plays B. Mm-hmm. So do you have aspirations to further this into a career, maybe?
Oh, boy. Well, I wasn't necessarily thinking about it, you know, it's my first production, but it's so much fun. And, you know, I was actually talking to my parents the other day about how, you know, I'm applying to colleges and stuff and how I might want to continue doing that in college. And, you know, if that's something that's available, finding, you know, a group that I can work with there and doing it. And it's crazy to think that wasn't even something that was on my radar just four months ago.
That's how life works, you know. One minute you're doing something else, and the next minute, I think I'm going to go this way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you can sing, right?
Yes.
Not only can he act, but he can sing.
And he can
dance,
too.
Oh, he can dance.
Uh-huh. I can dance a little bit.
he's got all three. Wow.
Yeah.
So who's doing the choreography for this play?
Yeah, that's Erica, our great choreographer, and then we have John, our great kind of vocal coach. And then we also have Kevin Karninsky, who is our great technical director. So it really does take a village. We have an amazing stage crew, an amazing pit, an orchestra pit. So
I've
really
been there
is.
At your theater. It's a nice theater.
So it's about 80 people in total, give or take. So
okay. So the costumes, I imagine there's a lot of period costumes, right, for this?
Yeah, that was like another huge undertaking. And my character in particular has to change quite a few times. And if you come to the show, you will see that. But our pit director, Mr. K, it's actually his mom, Mrs. Karninsky, who she helps with all the costumes. And she's awesome.
Ray's mom?
No, our pit director.
Oh, you're the pit director. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Karninsky, his mom.
Okay.
And she is doing a great job. There's a lot of us, so it's a bit overwhelming, but I think it'll be great.
And I love your T-shirts, by the way.
Thank you so much.
T-shirts made out. McQuaid Jesuit presents Something Rotten.
Oh, yeah.
Are you giving those away, selling them? Just for cast members only.
Yes.
All right, if you'd like to go see this amazing production, Something Rotten, it opens this Wednesday, March 15th through the 18th at McQuaid Jesuit Auditorium. General admission, $8, right?
On
$8
on Wednesday.
On Wednesday night, and then $10 for students the rest of the nights, and $12 for adults after Wednesday.
Okay, could you buy tickets online?
You can buy tickets online on the McQuaid website, McQuaid.org. If you go to the Student Life tab and then the Theater tab, you can buy tickets online there. If tickets are still available, you can buy at the door, but we really suggest that you buy tickets online.
Well, good luck to both of you. As they say in the theatrical world, break a leg.
Thank you.
All right. Grace Reese, who plays B. Oh, I didn't ask you about your character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we still have a few more minutes here.
Okay, yeah. Where do I start with B?
Yeah.
She's a very caring wife and supports all the crazy ambitions that her husband, Nick, has and aspirations as a playwright, but they are a poor family, and she wants to be a provider. So she, I like to say she's like a feminist icon for her time, and is ahead of her time because she wants to go out and work and be a part of something that's bigger than herself in order to provide for her family and to give her husband, Nick, the space to, you know, go for his dreams. And there's some bumps along the way in their marriage and trying to figure out the dynamics of, you know, the time and what was appropriate for women to do during that time. And so I feel like it's the perfect character for me. I love all the, you know, messaging that she has. And I love that she's just ahead of her time and doing all the crazy things that people didn't dare to do it during that time.
That's amazing. And Raymond, you're playing the famous William Shakespeare.
Absolutely. William Shakespeare, obviously a very famous person in history, perhaps has a bit of a reputation of being maybe a little boring at times. You know, students have to read him and, you know, it's
mysterious.
Yeah. But this play completely flips that on its head. Shakespeare is the Mick Jagger of his time. He is the man of the Renaissance. He is a rock star. And so he played this William Shakespeare is quite out there, extravagant, extraordinary, and it's been interesting to play with that and figure out what works and what doesn't, because he is such a out of this world character, and it's been a challenge, but it's a lot of fun. And I think it really comes out in the songs that he sings, and also in the dances, and that's where you really get to see the life of this character that is so extraordinary.
Couldn't have sold it any better to me. Thank you both for being here today. Is there anything else you'd like to add in our remaining moments?
I don't know. I think you just come see the show.
Come see the show, yeah.
Yeah, if you're, you know, not doing anything and you need a good laugh, the show
is the
one for you.
This will take you out of the winter doldrums for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. And also, I'd like just to say that if you enjoy theater and are familiar with any like modern musicals, there's some references that you can kind of pick out. And that's always fun, trying to like all the different music cues that are from different shows. And also, if you're a Shakespeare fan, this is one for you. And I know right now in my English class, we are reading Hamlet, which is a big part of the plot of the show.
Yeah.
And so it's really fun to kind of, you know, see those things that I'm doing in class and putting them on stage. So, yeah, come out and see it. It'll be such a fun time. And you'll never stop singing all the songs because they're so catchy and fun. So come
all
see
right.
it.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for the invite. Again, this is Something Rotten. McQuaid Jesuit High School presents March 15th through the 18th. And the time is, curtain time, 7:30?
7 o'clock.
Oh, 7. Oh, it's an early show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to do dinner after the show.
Exactly.
All right. Raymond Worth is William Shakespeare, and Grace Reese is B. Thank you both for taking the time for getting out of school and coming over here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.